welcome to the podcast.
That's depressing.
Hello, podcast world.
Well, if you were the person having to deal with this, you would be.
That's not my job.
Always with the technical difficulties.
Maybe I need to get someone else who knows how to do it.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome.
We're here with Mother Knows Best.
Yes,
makes
she does.
Makes my skin crawl every time I had to say the...
That is harsh, because you know she does.
I know a lot, too.
Because who taught you?
Okay, but you don't always know.
I know.
You don't always know what's best.
You
what happened to your arm?
I don't know. I think it was when I was throwing trash today.
No. Oh, I thought you were going to say throwing up.
I had to work. I had to walk all the way to the freezing cold dumpster
in the snow! I walk uphill both ways, back and forth in
and
the snow.
And then the little side door window thing that's usually open for you to throw your trash was closed. So I had to heave them up on the top. I think that's what happened to my arm. I scratched it.
Mm.
But I had on my jacket, so maybe that's not what happened.
It was the snow. It's always the snow.
I slipped in the snow.
It is January 11th, 2020, and we had snow today.
Just some flurries.
Mark your calendars.
It didn't stick.
But it was really fun because we were at work. We were at the gym, our second story gym, and so it was like we were super high and it was all...
Yes, and it was like a blizzard.
Yeah, but we were at work, not in our jammies.
And we had already driven there, so we didn't have to drive in it. Thank goodness. It was dry the whole trip over there.
Yeah. I don't think it would have been that scary.
I don't like it. Especially on that high bridge at 820.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been scary.
I'm not scared of bridges like you are. Just scared of...
You're just scared of everything else.
Traffic. I never, ever, ever before I got in a wreck was scared of anything on the road.
Oh.
I was never scared.
I guess that's true.
Never scared of rain. Well, I did cry that one time. Dad was driving in the rain. But that was scary. It was pitch black on the interstate in the pouring down rain.
In Louisiana. Louisiana rain is different than anything else.
It's like I couldn't even see straight in front.
Yeah, we couldn't even see the hood of the car.
But besides that, I was never scared of anything on the road.
Oh, yeah. That only time.
But so, now I'm traumatized a little bit.
Yes. You'll get over it. You're doing good.
Make sure you hold your mic in front of your mouth.
Like this? Okay.
Yeah, you're talking like...
Because I have to rest my wrist.
Oh, yeah?
I need a mic stand. Can we get a roadie to come home on mic, please?
Maybe Dad would do it for you.
He would.
Well,
what's happening?
The Bachelor has returned, ladies and gentlemen. Peter the Pilot has taken flight, and he is soaring over the mansion.
With no shirt.
Oh, my
gosh. With a hose, cleaning his little jet.
Those are the kind of planes that crash, just for the record.
I know.
I would not be riding with Peter the Pilot in that plane. That would be probably kicked off the first. I wonder if you have to sign that, like, on ABC, like, when you get on The Bachelor. I will ride in a private jet with Peter.
You probably, every Bachelor, they get in one of those helicopters.
Yeah, but that's a real helicopter pilot.
That's a real pilot, true.
Who's not like, ooh, let me make this look good for the vlog.
Yeah, let's have a big kiss right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Maybe I should look at my controls.
Yeah. So, Peter, the dweebiest dweeb, only second to...
Of all dweebs.
I think he's pretty much the dweebiest Bachelor we've had. I think we thought Nick Viall was dweeby.
Oh, yeah.
But when he came back as the Bachelor, he had gotten cool, remember?
That's a strong word.
Well, but like cooler. Cool. Like he had another character.
He had a little more sense of humor. He was a little edgier, I think.
But it was weird because he had been typecasted as like the dork, kind of.
Yes.
And then when he came back, he was like mean.
All you have to do is see Peter trying to dance with his mom in the kitchen. I mean, ugh.
All I have to say is, do the happy dance, woo, woo. Do the happy dance, woo, woo. Like, you guys do know you're on national television,
there
right?
There is nothing appealing about him. And I mean, He's not an ugly guy. He's tall. He's slim. There is not an appeal.
He's not a heartthrob.
An appealing thing about him.
And he has a good job.
Yeah, I don't know.
But these girls, Hannah Ann,
yeah.
We'll go into the girls. But these girls, if they before we get there, if they saw him in a bar, there is no way they would be like, let's go talk to him.
Yeah. Let me, excuse me, can I interrupt you three times with lipstick all over my face? I never do this.
No. Yeah, so as far as the girls go, I know one of them's name. No, two of them's names. I know Hannah Ann.
And Victoria F.
Victoria F. And I know Madison because she went on the renewal,
yeah,
the
she
vows.
She went on the vow renewal like she was the...
So...
In-law.
Yeah, so brief recap. I did very much appreciate, we didn't talk about this yet, that there was no episode on Tuesday. I think that is a great move.
Well,
on
3 hours on Monday was too long.
Well, it was too long, but I know they needed to do the intro. They needed to do, but then they did it. They went ahead and did that first, like, real episode. Because I was about to cut off. After 2 hours, I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm going to take a bath, go to bed. And then I saw it was, like, the actual episode, and I was like, well. Maybe
where they did the first.
Yeah, I was
day.
Like, maybe I actually will keep watching. So
yeah, they don't usually do that. You're
no,
right.
I thought it was a great plan because I have been saying for years I cannot dedicate. I have other TV shows to watch. I cannot dedicate two hours 2 days a week to this show.
Exactly. So I agree. Thank goodness for fast forward. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and pick who I think wins.
Woo!
Shall we?
Yes.
I mean, maybe we can go again next week.
But I don't know all their names.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe we can. Should we do it next week? I will say right now, the girl, the blonde girl from Louisiana with the drug addict mom will make it almost to the end.
With
I
the
think.
Seasickness. I mean, air sickness.
Yeah. Oh, this is what I wanted to tell
What's
you.
What's her name?
I don't know. This is what I wanted to tell
was
you
she
earlier.
Her Victoria too? Was
this
she
is what I wanted to tell you earlier. Okay, is she was. When she was having the relapse of being in the teacups.
I didn't see that.
You probably fast-forwarded it.
I probably did.
She was like, I just get so motion sickness. The last time I did anything like this, I was on the teacups in Disney World. And they, like, showed her, like, like with teacups.
Like a dream sequence.
Yeah, like with teacups. Like, and she was like, I am so just traumatized from, you know, spinning and spinning. So,
how are you gonna date a pilot when you gotta go in his little jet all the time if you're motion sickness in the teacups?
Well, maybe she can fly. She just can't spin around.
She can't
and
go
around
in circles.
Around.
Yeah, maybe
it's
he just needs to go in a straight line.
Yeah, it's not the same. He can't do like his fighter jet tricks.
He can't do like loop de loops and all that.
Yeah, but I think she's gonna
his
make
Blue
it really
Angel
far.
Stunts.
I think Hannah Ann's going to make it really far. And I think the girl that he met in the lobby by coincidence before the season started will also make it to the end.
What's her name? Julie?
I don't know.
We don't know their names yet. That is not good.
However, I do think that, the girl that he met before.
She's too strong for him.
She is the best looking match to go with him. She doesn't look like a model. She isn't a model, for
and
one.
And she's not 23.
Yeah.
She's 29 or 30.
Oh, that's ancient for bachelor years.
I know. They're getting them out of high school now.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, Hannah Ann, I think she came on strong. I don't see her going too far. Like, I think she's going to cause trouble and screw herself up.
Like six? Top six?
Maybe, yeah. Because I think... It is so obvious she's in it just for the fame.
Yeah, you know who her bestie is, Hannah G.
Yes, and her little segment of sitting at home with her family before she went, it's like...
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, she's like, well, you know, I want to grow and I want to... Yeah, she's going to be famous. She's not going to find a husband.
Grow?
Yeah, like grow independent and, you know... Find myself and, you know.
Hold on. I'm looking at the cast of people right now.
Okay. So, Hannah, I think Victoria F., they gave her a lot of airtime. She's the villain.
Yeah. She'll last for a while.
She's going to last for a pretty good while.
Yeah. Hannah Ann is 23 from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
For the record. Wow. Some of these girls I did not see ever. Her name is Kelly.
The one you met in the lobby?
Yeah. From Chicago. And
is
she's
she
27.
Years old?
She's an attorney.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a better match for him.
Yeah.
a professional
career.
Yeah.
Well, unless he doesn't want to be a pilot and he wants to be in showbiz. But I don't see him as that type.
No.
There were certain bachelors that you could tell maybe were. And then they'll have a new baby, Alessi.
So I'm pretty excited, though. Hello, we haven't even talked about Hannah B. makes an appearance. Hannah B. is like, man, I didn't realize how much I liked you till I just saw you. It's like, what?
Well, my thing is, I didn't think Hannah B. was a fame whore, clout chasing person, but she's trying to get her 15 minutes back. I'm like, girl, go get your Instagram, start your podcast, and just, you know.
Because I do think, unless I could be totally wrong, their little exchange seemed very real.
It did.
Except they put her with this runny mascara that they knew was going to drip all over her face.
I know.
So she had to cry.
Yeah.
So maybe that was forced, but
I think they just knew she would cry. They know her.
Yeah. But I think that exchange.
But he said, well, first of all, if he remembers, he was number three. He wasn't even number two.
No.
So, yeah, he said.
And he might have not been number three if Luke wouldn't have screwed up so bad and she got mad at him. Luke would have been number two or three.
True. Yeah. Man, there's nobody going to be a villain like Luke.
He was great.
I know.
But it just seems so real when he said, man, you know, you didn't pick me and then, you know, you sent me home. But then afterwards, you went out with Tyler. I mean, that was real to talk about.
Yeah.
What, you know, that's usually like taboo.
Yeah,
like
talk we're not actually on a TV show.
No,
like,
and we don't talk to each other when the cameras are not rolling or anything. But he brought that up and she had his number. She could have texted him.
Well, Tyler accidentally had to go be with Gigi Hadid.
And now he's with somebody else in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is it Kylie Jenner's friend?
Yeah, Stassi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one that Chris Frangiola was like, I've never met a Stassi in my life, and now there's two Stassis?
Yeah. All these damn Stassis around.
Yeah, he is. Tyler was always an upper, he was a notch above.
He was a ladder climber, yeah.
A notch above everyone else as well, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was already a quote-unquote model contractor dancer in the whatever.
I loved him.
I know.
He's got charisma. They need to put him on something. He should have been the Bachelor.
Well, he's above it, I think. I'm surprised they picked Peter
in
the first place.
He's not ready to get married. That's what, I mean, he's a.
No.
He's a playboy.
So, I did agree that Hannah B's conversation was very authentic.
I know, but I can't see her going back in the house.
There's no way she's going to go in the house.
Amongst the common girls, because she's above that.
But I do think that maybe she might, I don't know, come back later.
Maybe he ends up, because I read a spoiler, and all you podcast
spoiler alert
who don't want to know, I won't tell you anything too specific, but there's rumor that, you know, at the end it's the greatest shocker of all time that he may not pick anybody, so then he might come back with Hannah.
A season like never before.
Like never seen in Bachelor history.
That would be, I can attest to that. We have seen every season. We have never seen.
Oh, yes.
With
Brad went all the way to the end and did not pick a girl. And that's why he got such a bad rap and came back and was in love with Ricky's mom. What was her name?
Emily
at first sight.
Okay, but you didn't let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Never before in Bachelor history have we ever had the Bachelor come on after a season of The Bachelorette and then go back to be with the Bachelorette from before. So we've never had that.
That would, yeah, like they, hook up later.
Yeah. No, hook up at the end. Like he's at the end. He goes, I just want Hannah. That's what's going to happen.
True.
We've had them pick somebody and then change their mind and pick the next girl.
Yes.
With Melissa Rycroft and whoever that other girl's name was.
Yes. And then we had the thing with Ari and Becca, where he picked her and then came back and said, no, I need to go and have an ugly baby with
Baby Alessi.
With Lauren. Yeah. So
they've never said I want to
be in my future.
I think I want to be with Hannah B from my season last time, who dumped me for two other people.
Wow. Let's say that's gonna happen. Let's just put that out there.
Okay.
That's our prediction.
Somebody better pay us when we're right.
Exactly. And then they're gonna both go on Dancing with the Stars again.
Hannah can't go again. She just won.
Okay, well, he'll go. That's why she'll be in the audience clapping. Wait,
either we've said this already or somebody else has said this. That's why he's doing all that dancing. I'm convinced.
You said that, yes.
I'm convinced because he thinks he's going to get on Dancing with the Stars next.
Yes, yes. And so he's going
to... I'm like, Peter the Pilot, also the Peter the Dancer.
All of them go on, though. There's usually one from every season.
Well, you
season.
Know, Caitlin Bristow still has a sore spot because when she was the... first, according to her, Bachelorette, invited to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, really?
And the creator of Bachelor, who's that weird-looking guy that looks like a caveman.
The one that got in trouble.
Said, no, you're not doing that. And then she says, all these people after me.
How did he have control?
Because they work,
signed the
they
contract
work for
saying,
ABC. I don't
wow.
know. He said, no, I don't want the Bachelors on.
Because Melissa Rycroft was on. Was she the first one?
Melissa Rycroft was before Caitlin.
Yeah, she was. Caitlin's full of it. I don't like her at all.
I believe her because she is, every time they bring
I
up.
I think it's
because
her arms are too little. They could not
well, they
do
didn't
the turns.
Let, for whatever reason, they didn't let her on because she, every time somebody talks about, and she's like, oh, of course, Hannah B gets to go on the Dancing with the Stars, and I didn't get to go.
Grocery store Joe.
And everybody gets to go on Dancing with the Stars except for me.
The farmer. Remember him?
Because she was talking to Becca Tilly. You know, she's another one from Ben's season.
Yeah.
They were just having on a podcast the other day, and she was like, Becca goes, I think you should be on Dancing with the Stars next. She goes, you know, you have this podcast. And she goes, no, I can never be on Dancing with the Stars because my chance was missed because I'm not allowed to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No, because Melissa Rycroft was on it, and she won.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. They just didn't want Caitlin.
Well, she makes it sound like somebody told her no.
Well, maybe it was, I don't know, but I don't like her, so let's not talk about her anymore. Anyway, wasn't Sean on?
The blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
He was horrible.
Yeah, now he has four kids.
Horrible, cheesy. No, it was three. He has two boys, and then they just had the little girl. They just showed, I just saw him on Instagram. Oh. He posted a picture of them in her hospital bed.
No, he has like a million followers. He's like one of the only bachelors that is, and Nick Viall, that's like big on social media, I think.
Yeah, the other bachelors just
fade away.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the girls obviously are on there, but
yeah,
he has a huge following, so.
I think he's funny. He has a lot more personality on Twitter than he does on
the show?
On anything, yeah.
I know, yeah, he's very funny. He always posts stuff. What was that tweet that I said something about Mia? Oh, can you get Mia dressed or something?
Yeah, they named the baby Mia.
And he said something like,
can you give Mia a bath?
Yeah. And he said, I got excited, and then I realized he was talking about my baby.
That is funny.
Yeah, he is pretty funny.
So, Bachelor, where are the previews? Where are they going? I didn't really notice. Did they show any?
I don't think I made it to the end. Oh, no, because it was to be continued because they were crying. I don't know. Were there?
Yes, because it was Hannah and
yeah,
they were
in the closet.
Back room. Yeah. Wow. Because that's my favorite part at the beginning is to see where they go.
Yeah.
All their
they're
trips.
Like, wow, we're in Thailand. Ah, wow.
Yeah, we're in the mountains. And
yeah. Looking forward to
jumping
it.
Jumping off a bungee with naked. Remember she did that?
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Who'd she do that with? She did that with somebody who had pimples on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Gross. Gross.
He was the one that kept fighting with Luke. Who was it?
I don't know. He was like...
I liked him.
Garrett.
He was an actor. Yes.
Yeah. No. I hated his hair.
See, where'd he go? They just all disappear. They don't do podcasts.
They could take that and run.
I know.
Like, oh, Wells. Wells is one of the other guys.
Yes, but Wells was a DJ anyway. He was a personality kind of in Nashville and his local.
True.
Now he's with the.
Well, he was approached by producers.
Because his brother had been approached years before. Okay, well, have you not heard that?
Yeah, but how are all these people just getting approached by producers? You have
because
to be somebody.
His brother was friends with somebody, and they wanted the brother, like, yeah, come on, man, come do my show, come do. No, no, no. And then a couple of years go by, he goes, hey, why don't you ask my brother?
Yeah.
So it was like a friend.
Yeah, but you still have to be somebody to.
Yeah.
They don't approach people in the mall. I'm saying they.
True.
He was somebody before, is what I'm saying.
That's how people get jobs, though. It's who you know.
I know, but I'm saying he was already somebody.
Yeah, he was a DJ in Nashville.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, we can pick this up. When we find out what girls' names are, we can talk more about the girls.
Yeah. Well, they're all irrelevant right now anyway, so.
Yeah.
Did you watch Below Deck?
I did. The drama.
I love this season.
I do too.
I think I stand by it. The seasons with Captain Lee, that crew, and Kate, is better than Hannah's.
I don't know. The season with Hannah and Conrad, really steamy. I like that. Hannah's got her drama and her stuff going on.
But I just don't like her as much as I like Kate.
Right. Kate's kind of a bitchy girl, but she's a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Hannah is not.
No. She's conniving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're still talking about the drama with
Ashton.
Smashton. And Kate.
Yeah. Did we talk about what happened?
Last week. He smashed the window.
Tried to hit her.
Tried to kiss her. All of the above.
Yeah. And so
she ran off the boat. Then she came back and said, I'm back, bitches.
and didn't try to get him fired, because I saw an interview with her and Dr. Lee, Captain Lee on Watch What Happened Live.
Uh-huh.
And he asked, Captain Lee, you didn't know about any of this until it aired or until after the season. Kate, why didn't you tell Captain Lee? And she said, well, everybody thinks I get preferential treatment anyway. She said, I'd have gone to Captain Lee, and he would have immediately fired Ashton. And she said, then we'd have no bosun, everybody mad at me, nobody wins.
Hmm.
Which is very smart. Because now she's looking like a rose.
Yeah, well, and now they're
smelling like a rose.
They have a witch hunt for Riley. That's what the last episode was called. It's a witch hunt.
Yes.
And so Riley is a pain in the ass, per usual.
Yes.
Fighting.
Very much attitude.
He gives one correction and she's like, Ashton, you disrespected me. So disrespectful.
Yeah. He'll say, hey, Riley, you want to go and pick up that bucket over there? Don't disrespect me, Ashton.
And don't point your finger at me.
Yeah, she's over the top.
Yeah.
But I think that's real, too.
I think she is like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's not acting.
I mean, I would say this show, among other reality shows that we watch, considering it's their job and they're actually doing work, it has to be real.
Yeah.
Because
I think it is. They don't stay.
Yeah, it's not like they're going out, like the Real Housewives. Oh, we're going to Cancun, so let's fight.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
He is telling her what to do. He is her boss. So I think that's real drama.
Yeah, I do too.
But.
And so he told Captain Lee, we got to get rid of Riley.
Yeah. Two more charters left.
Yeah, and Captain Lee's like, what? So he interviews the other guys to see what they have to say. And he tells Kate about it. And Kate tells Riley, hey, they're trying to get you fired.
Yeah.
I love it. Kate's like, I told her.
Yeah. I do agree with Ashton. That was out of line. But I think she has a lot of things that she's mad at Ashton about. So,
well,
I mean, in a work situation, that is out of line.
Well, I guess so, but.
But it also, I think, can be very blurred on the ship because they live together.
Yeah.
They work together. It's like very.
Yeah, it's like what are you supposed to say when and to who?
Yeah, exactly. They go out.
Because Captain Lee told Kate. Why did Captain Lee tell Kate?
Well,
so.
It's probably
you're mad at somebody, go fuss at Captain Lee.
But he's he's in charge. He could say Kate's not supposed to tell anybody.
Well, true.
And technically, Kate and Ashton are supposed to be on the same level.
Yeah.
But I did read on Twitter, so you know, Captain Lee tweets about all the episodes, and somebody said, isn't, whenever she was talking about, I'm the chief stew on this boat, and you better respect me, and how they were saying, like, who cares if you're the chief stew? And somebody tweeted, what is the ranking? And Captain Lee responded.
The bosuns.
It said captain, then it said, like, second captain, third captain, whatever, and then it said chief stew, bosun.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the and the bosun would have been, because he's in charge of the outside.
No. No. And so somebody said, like, oh, like, I can't believe that. And he was like, we run the ship, chef, bosun, because they are parts, you know, leaders of different portions. But she was like, he was like, in ranking, in call, he said in stripes or whatever, chief stew is above bosun.
Or what they call them, the epaulets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting.
So who's in charge of the chef?
No one.
That's always
Captain.
An issue.
That's why.
Always
well,
an issue.
Well, she is. She's right below. She's two below, three below Captain.
Yeah.
And then it's like bosun, chef. I think bosun and chef are supposed to be like similar ranking.
Seems like the chef should be under the chief stew.
She is.
She's in charge of the interior.
She is.
Yeah.
But he's in charge of the food. Food. Yeah.
But so like he's in charge of the kitchen, but she's in charge of all the the others. So the kitchen's included.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Yeah. So, does Riley get fired?
No. Not if the show has anything to say about it.
You know for sure?
No.
Oh, okay. Because they left that up in the air.
But I think that the show doesn't seem like, I mean, Captain Lee, I don't know. The show is not casting people to work on Captain Lee's boat. Captain Lee is hiring, and like he fired that other redhead.
Yeah. Are you sure?
That he fired him?
No, that the show is not casting people to go work on that boat.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to remember because I heard somebody on a podcast saying, yeah, I tried to get on for two or three seasons. It was the one last year that had cut her foot and it kept getting infected. And Kate and the other guy, Josiah, kept making fun of her.
Yeah.
She tried two or three times before she could get on.
Maybe they do, but
I think she got on and that's what happened. She should have stayed off.
I can't see how they can tell Captain Lee who to hire for his boat.
Well, they might give him choices and say this is our cast. Who do you want?
Huh. I don't know. It's a wonderful show.
I love it.
I would rather
guess what? Next week?
Alexis
Bellino is on.
I know, I saw.
I can't wait.
Speaking of prostitution whore.
She's Jesus tits.
Jesus jugs.
Jesus jugs. Oh, man, I messed that up. She's from Real Housewives, for all you podcast people who may not know. The OC, a few seasons back. Very religious, very fake. Caused a lot of trouble with Tamra. She was always in fights with everybody. She wasn't anybody's friend.
And she's freshly divorced.
Freshly divorced from her overbearing, ugly husband.
Yeah.
God, he
and
was.
And now she's doing the toddler jump on the boat. Did you see that?
Yes.
I was like, what is she doing?
Side note, Tamra and Shannon Bedore and Heather McDonald are all in a lawsuit because Jim Bellino has sued them for libel or slander, whichever one it is. For talking about him on her podcast.
Yeah. And Heather McDonald is.
She is fit to be tied.
Yeah. She's not sugarcoating anything.
No. And she said, if you can't talk to someone about a friend they know. She said, it's turning gossip into illegal. I mean, there's a fine line.
Yeah.
If you talk about me on a public show and belittle me and
make money off of it.
Yeah. I mean. Now, I don't think what they were saying was false, though. I think that's the difference. Like, you can't spread false things.
I think you can't spread slander. Isn't that what
but
slander
that's,
is?
That's false. Yeah, that's false. Hmm. But anyway, So that's a little background on him. But now she's getting on the charter with
she
the
said,
new man.
What other show can I get on?
I need more reality.
Jesus Jugs.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Jesus Jugs. Because she was so religious
and
with all of her
huge fake boobs.
And she had a deviated septum. That's why she got a nose job.
Uh-huh.
She that was like a whole season of that.
That's why they all do, right?
I love it. They all have a deviated septum.
I
love when the shows cross over.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep. So, is that it on Below Deck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And next week also, it's kind of starting to wind down. Charter season's over. What's his name? Who's been after Courtney, who's been standoffish whole time, is now acting like, we're just friends, right?
There's so much that we didn't see about that.
Yeah, I think they edited her to be such a cold bitch.
I know, they did. She's probably not going to like that when she sees it.
Because, after that date, that was terrible. But then, like, last week, you know, like, they cross in the hall and they smooch. And, I mean, she seems very...
Yeah.
You know, likable or liking him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love it when it gets to the end.
I know. Then it'll be over.
I know.
Well, so we are also watching The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Oh,
reunion.
Dallas. Oh, Dallas.
We're going to have to tread lightly on the racist.
The whole last hour of the reunion has been.
Well,
reunion
it's all about
two.
Leanne Locken. Being a piece of shit.
Well, I think...
Everyone hates her, basically.
I think she hasn't done anything that any of the others haven't done.
Well, that's true.
And I think...
Well, this is
Cameron
what I think.
Cameron calling Brandy white trash. Why is that not racist?
I don't know.
I mean, she references her race. She's derogatory.
Yeah.
Well, nothing was said about that.
This is what I think, is that Leanne Locken's character, without her, there would be no show.
Exactly. She's the star.
And they need her to be absurd. And so I think when she's in the show, you know, every time they're like, all right, rolling, they're like, you got to bring something to the table. And
you got to be mad at somebody.
So they're mad. And so she's always trying to... This is what happened to Logan Paul, people. He recorded somebody dead in the forest because he was always trying to one-up himself and trying to make a better video.
Took it too far.
Make a better show. Make a better thing. And they were like, well, you kept saying it over and over. I'm like, because she's still playing this character that is her quote-unquote reality person.
Yeah.
We have an inside source that knows her personally, and they say she's very sweet. So
that, yes, and I believe him, but... He's a very optimistic guy. He probably thinks everybody's sweet.
Yeah, he probably does.
He does. Yeah. He never met
and
a stranger.
He also hasn't watched the show where she says, Mexican, over and over.
But I do agree with her when she says she kept calling herself a Mexican. If she'd have called herself a turtle the whole show, maybe
well,
I'd have said,
yeah.
You dirty turtle.
Yeah, but the problem was not that. It was clear that Leanne didn't have a problem with her being a Mexican. She had a problem with her. And just, you know, if you've ever been in a fight with somebody, you'd cut them where it hurts. And so she just took out, you know.
She should have just called her a bitch.
Yeah, she should have. Then there would
be
no issue.
Exactly. She was.
She should have said, bitch. She's such a bitch. Wouldn't have been as fun to say it.
Dirty bitch. Yeah, that would have been.
She actually called her a chirpy Mexican. She never called her dirty.
That's because her voice does like this.
Yeah, she should have just called her a chirpy bitch.
I mean, it hurt me so much. I cried. I cried. I cried. I cried. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm so sure.
Yeah. So, I think
I don't like her. She's my least.
If they had never had
character.
The whole Mexican part. I bet, okay, so rewind. They said, Andy said, none of you girls thought that this was going to air.
Yeah.
And I bet that they were probably not going to air it until they realized they had nothing else on this show
exactly.
to show. And they were like, well, we got to keep the Mexican comments in because what else is this show about this
exactly.
season?
Exactly. Yes.
So the white trash comment, that was the only other fight there was.
Yeah. I mean, no food at her wedding.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
big deal.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but the Dallas Housewives have very boring lives. Yeah, I mean,
so they got, I don't know what they need to do to figure out some more entertainment, but
yeah. One more thing about the grilling of Leanne, I don't think it was authentic, and it disappointed me because I do think she's a smart person, that she claims she didn't know.
No.
Saying Mexican.
Yeah, she knows.
Would be offensive. And she didn't even know Julio Iglesias is not a Mexican.
Yeah. Like, I thought. Yeah, she's smart. Yeah. But, I mean, she's been dug in this hole that I think is a Bravo-created hole that they said, give us more, Leanne. Give us more, Leanne. Yeah. And then she gives you more, and then she's a racist.
Yeah. I don't think. So. I think that's bad for her.
I think the producers. I don't think anybody knows what the producers really say behind scenes, but I think they say, like, whatever to possibly get.
Yeah.
Because, again, what would they have in this season without the Mexican stuff?
Exactly. Here's what I would like to see. They touched on this just a smidge with the Cameron thing, and you're lucky, Stephanie, that I recommended you guys for the country club. You should.
The $100,000.
And tell me, Leanne, you should be afraid of me. And Andy said, why should she be afraid of you? And Cameron said, well, you know, in Dallas society, I want to know more about all of that.
They don't go to that.
They don't go to that. That's what I want to know.
It's a made-up show about reality of their life that's not their reality.
I want to see Cameron's Country Club. I want to see the meeting with the people that say, okay, how about Stephanie and Travis? Oh, no, we don't like them. I want to know all of that.
Is that really what happens in country clubs?
Oh, you have to be referred by someone. You just can't go and put your check in there and get in. Wow. You have to be referred, and I'm assuming they're talking about the Dallas Country Club, because that's high dollar. That is it in Highland Park.
Man, we should join.
Yeah, who's going to refer us?
Hey, I know a friend that knows Leanne Locken.
That's right. Maybe he can put it in a
good word.
You know
what we need to start doing is going to charity.
Yes.
All they do, remember that first season?
All they did was charity. It's like, who knew there was so much charity in Dallas?
Charity.
Who are they giving charity to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Leanne, I'm sure in real life, last season would never say, my panty liner heard you, DeAndrea.
They're trying to make her talk like Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
That's drier than a coon's nuts. I mean, it's like, that's so stupid.
Yeah. So. Anyways, love that show.
I have to say.
Still better than the OC.
Yeah. And this season, if I didn't think it was more possible, DeAndrea is even lesser of a person. I can't stand her. She's nothing.
Yeah.
She has, I mean, she's, I don't know. That's all I have to say.
Anyway.
So.
I've been watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I've been watching a little of that. There's somebody filming them, like secretly filming.
Yeah, there's a snake.
There's a spy in the group.
Yeah, but somebody, I mean, they just went to Toronto to Carnival.
Yeah.
Which is like the
Mardi Gras.
African.
But Carnival is like.
I thought it had to do with the Caribbean. It has to do with.
In Brazil?
Wherever Rihanna's from. Rihanna's always a
Jamaica?
Big. Trinidad.
Yeah, Trinidad Tobago. It's a Catholic based festival that happens right before Lent. That's what Mardi Gras is.
Why are they all dressed like that?
It's just different ways of celebrating.
Well, thought it was very interesting. I would go.
Yeah.
I want to wear one of those outfits.
Who do they have that in Toronto? I never heard of that.
I always see it. Rihanna always goes to it. I didn't know it was in Toronto. I don't know. I knew she always went to something where they wear those outfits.
Yeah.
But they also went on the Space Needle in Toronto and hung off the edge. And it was like the whole episode. And they were like, the whole time. But
that didn't seem fun.
Doesn't seem scary to me.
But, I mean, why would you want to go and have a harness? I mean, just go to the top of the needle and look out the window. Why do you got to hang off the side?
I don't know.
Anyway, but that didn't seem
the
fun.
The tour guide was really grinding my gears anyways.
Yes. So.
Are you guys having fun? We are having so much fun up here on the top of the Space Needle.
If you just take one step to the left and kind of hang over.
She didn't have a Texas accent. She was in Toronto.
Yeah. So what's going on with them? They have a bunch of old girls in Atlanta that are having babies.
Yeah. Kenya.
Well,
Porsche.
So Porsche's mans who cheated on her.
The hot dog man. Yeah. The weenie man.
He cheated on her while she was pregnant. She had the baby, and now they're getting engaged in Toronto. That was what happened at the end of the episode.
Did he actually propose?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know if I saw the end or not. I just saw they was trying to figure out who the snake is, and that's interesting to me. I'm trying to figure it out, too.
Yeah.
I think it's a friend. I don't think it's one of the main characters. It's a friend of one of the characters.
No. Yeah.
That blondish girl.
She probably wants to be on the show.
Yeah. She's trying to be relevant.
So, yeah, that's pretty much the only thing. Kenya's mans is cheating on her.
Yeah, there's no hope for him. But she got her baby finally.
Yeah, what more do you need?
She's been wanting a baby. You don't need a man.
Speaking of geriatric pregnancy, is she 50?
She was 42.
Oh, I swear she's old.
Yeah, because when she first started the show, she was almost 40 and thinking she needed to have a baby. Quick,
Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Twirl, twirl, twirl.
She is Leanne.
Yeah,
Leanne.
She's the Leanne. Mm-hmm. Well, what about Nene?
No. Atlanta has a lot of big personalities. Nene is Vicky.
So at the OC.
And Tamra is the outrageous, says whatever. She used to, not as much anymore, I don't think, but because that show was so down the drain that it's over.
Yes.
But she used to be the one provocative.
Yeah.
Say the bad words, all that stuff.
Throw the
so.
Wine at yeah. Gina. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
they need to do something different. They need to give us some better everyday stuff like country club.
Yeah. But so moving on from Atlanta, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Vanderpump started this week.
Yeah. Oh God. They are looking fat, old, and tired, except for Jax.
Jax got a redo.
Good.
I know. I don't know if he got sober or
he lost weight. He got a facelift. I don't know what he did.
How long have they been on TV now? Like 10 years?
I don't know. Remember when we first started watching?
Yeah.
Because it was a piggyback from Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah. Because it was Lisa's show.
And Brandy
knew Sheena.
And Sheena. Lisa set her up. And I've heard Brandy on different podcasts, even her own, say, Lisa is a snake. Nobody believe me. She set me up on that show in front of the cameras to make herself look good. She said, I had no idea that Sheena was going to be there. And that was the first episode of Vanderpump.
And she's been a whore for 10 years now.
Sheena?
Yeah.
Or Brandy?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, well, so we have fresh meat, which I am so excited about.
Thank you, yes.
I am so excited because one of the guys I have been following on Instagram for a really long time because his girlfriend at the time that they were together for like 5 years was one of the very first like makeup YouTubers. Like I was watching her at Texas State doing makeup, like actual be like, okay, you were going to take the eyeliner, like what YouTube tutorials used to be like in the old day. You're going to take the eyeliner and just like go super slow and like pull it out. Like that was her. And
wow.
Brett was her girlfriend, her boyfriend for like 3 years. They're from New Jersey. And she says mascara, like she is Jersey.
Jersey girl.
And they broke up like maybe last year.
He moved to LA.
He moved to LA and he's on Vanderpump Rules with Sheena.
Dang.
And I always thought he was so cute.
I didn't think he was that cute.
He's a little fem on the, he looked a little fem on the
he's
show,
skinny.
But in New Jersey, he's a personal trainer. In New Jersey, he looked like, I guess, all of them. Like a good-looking Jersey, you know?
Like a good-looking Italian.
Yeah, like all of them.
He's not bad-looking, but... and how about the guy Max? He's like the manager of TomTom because Tom and Tom do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
He's, like, not attractive. He's wanting more good-looking
and
people.
He's having sex with everyone?
And the blonde, like, oh, whoops. She met Peter in Las Vegas last year. And
what?
Now she's a...
What
bartender?
Happened to Peter?
Oh, Peter, I don't know. They blew him up. Man.
Everybody's fat.
And wash your hair.
I know. And he was like, let's talk about, you know, you want to just like clear the air so it's not awkward. She was like, what are you talking about? I was like, who's lying here? I can't tell.
I don't know. Peter doesn't seem that way.
And I don't think he wants to be on the show that much because he could have been
yes,
this whole time.
He could have been from day one.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Didn't he hook up with Stassi?
Yeah, he's just kind of like a side, like, floater kind of person. I don't know. It seemed weird, but I do. It is TV genius to now have Tom Tom as well. Yeah. To have the two restaurants.
They just need to get rid of Lisa.
I didn't see her last time, did you?
Oh, yeah. Lala went to her house.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Lala walk up, and, you know, in her, like, Virgin Mary outfit. Like, she's, yeah.
Lala, so what have you been up to?
Yeah, but I did see that, what's his name, the bad boy that was in trouble?
James,
yeah, that's why she was talking to him about James. Yeah. But James and Raquel works at Sir now.
Yeah, she's been trying to get a job there.
Thank God.
For so long.
I can be a server at Sir.
What did she tell Lisa? Lisa said, "How are you liking it?"
I don't know.
And she said, "Oh, I can see my acting really."
Oh, her pageants.
Oh yeah, how my pageants are paying off.
I still don't get that. Yeah, she's so stupid.
And Lisa's like, oh, okay then.
Yeah, so stupid. But I do, it's another great transition to all of them having their own houses, like, truly growing up, like, on the show. Super interesting, but.
Yeah, how about Katie?
I never want to see her again.
She is so.
I guess this is how you feel about D'Andrea. I can't stand
condescending.
Her. Anytime she's on there, she's the worst. I would rather watch Kristen Doty than her.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And she's a train wreck. And she's like, oh, I'm so nervous. Lala's out there talking to Jared or whatever his name is. Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah, I'm so glad they have new stuff because I am so sick of all that.
I know.
And then Tom Schwartz, I don't know if I can be a best man by myself because that's so much responsibility. It's like, what are you? It's like he is literally going backwards.
He's Katie's baby.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, you can't be a best man. All you got to stand up at the altar and hold the ring.
Well, they do have to plan the whole bachelor party. That's probably what he's
talking
about.
Well, I guess because you're on Vanderpump Rules, it's a big deal. But, yeah. But they don't do any of it, you know.
Yeah.
Give the job to Sheena. She'll do it.
Well, and Brett, the one from YouTube, said that Sheena was a bad kisser.
Yes.
They must have tricked him into saying that.
That's rude.
When you're very first on a show, I don't think you usually come out guns blazing, you know?
Yeah.
I think they tricked him into saying that.
Okay, so we got Brett, Max, what's the blonde's name?
Dana or Dan?
Dana. D-A-Y-N-A.
Oh, yeah.
Like they, nah.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. She's trying to be the next Stassi, but she's...
Yeah, she thinks she's Stassi.
She's ordinary. She's not that pretty. I don't think she's witty. I don't think she's edgy.
Is Stassi on the show?
I think Stassi's moving.
I know.
I heard somebody say, well, are you packed? I can't believe you're moving.
I know.
Something like that. And I don't think she's moving into the burbs in a house next to all the Toms and Jacks.
She's going to be the most successful one, I think.
Well, she's already wrote a book.
She's the only one with any kind of brains.
And she's going to marry that dirty-looking guy.
I know. I think they match, though.
He needs a shower.
She's not really that pretty. She does well with what she has, and it tricks you into thinking she's pretty, but she's not, like, gorgeous.
She's getting puffy. I don't know if she's doing that on with injections, but she seems very puffy.
I don't know. But they didn't show Brittany.
A little, but not much.
Maybe next week. I didn't hear her talking like that. From
Backwoods. Show her once or twice because Tom was supposed to be our best man. But, you know, Jax is upset with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they talked about that. Tom pulled out his phone and said, look, dude, here's where I text you.
Oh, he said, oh.
Well, whatever. I don't think you're on my side. I don't think you want to, you know.
They got to have something for the show.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're going to start calling each other Mexican. Get anything for the show.
Yeah, and Sandoval's like, you know, this buying a house with Ariana, that is my wedding. That's our wedding.
Because Ariana won't get married to me.
So we bought a house together. That's our commitment.
Yeah, so true.
And then
Love
Jack
it
had
though.
To buy one bigger because, you know, we're going to have kids.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah. Jax is a little prick.
He's a little bitch.
I am looking forward to it.
I am too. Are they going to show the wedding?
They have to.
Because it happened last year.
They have to.
Yeah, they will because
Why else would they do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, where else would they be without Bravo? Exactly. They have to show the wedding.
Exactly. Okay, so what else? We got lots to cover.
Well, we've been talking for 50 minutes already. So.
Okay. Any thoughts on the Golden Globes?
Nope.
It was pretty boring. Even the outfits.
Yeah. We have been watching Cheer. Cheer on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, I think it's a really bit of a niche show. I don't think like the whole general public would like it as much as I did. But growing up, competitive dance my whole life, college dance, dance director. It's just right up that alley.
Yeah,
it's nothing like Dance Moms. It's all about like, am I gonna make the routine?
Practice,
this girl broke
practice,
her
practice,
arm.
Injuries.
We're
injuries.
Gonna keep practicing. What are the mental state of these people now that they've been doing this for the?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if you're interested in that sort of thing, it's a great.
And it's in a little bitty town called Corsicana, Texas, little bitty junior college, and they have won 13 world titles.
Yep.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me to go there.
Yeah. They keep showing the cows in the pasture.
Yeah, it's like, it's really nice. I think it's really nicely put together, too, the way that it's edited and stuff. But, yeah, they'll show the pasture.
Yeah.
So. Well, if you're interested, take a watch.
It was, and there, it didn't, you watched it in 2 days.
Yeah, it's only 6 episodes.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
I love that. Because I watch things like that. So I have to, it needs to be shorter or else it's going to take up my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was pretty good. What else? I've been trying to, I think I'm on track with my New Year's resolution to read a book a month. I'm making progress. This week's been hard because I've been tired every night, and I read one page. And
this is
the
longest week of my life, so
I know. Do not eat January is pretty okay. It's going pretty good.
Good for you. All right, let's close her out.
What about you?
I don't even remember what my resolutions were.
Do not eat January.
I don't think that was mine.
Oh. Okay.
Mine was don't lose control at restaurants.
January 11th.
Mine was
resolution out the window.
Don't lose control at restaurants, and I've successfully lost control 4 times now at restaurants, so cheers to that.
So, well, it's been a hard week. We'll start again Monday.
All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, share, and like. And follow me at Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
Thanks for watching.
Bye. Oh, listen.